Kenny Endo, Taiko drum master, has long since established himself as an ambassador of an art form that's firmly rooted in tradition. But he's fascinated by the world of music beyond the boundaries of what has been done before, continuing to explore new sounds and influences from music all over the world. The most recent result of his 40 years of exploration in music is the Kahilu Quintet, and he's on hand in our studio with ukulele player Abe Lagrimas to tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Good to have you. Kenny, as a traditional artist, you could easily have stayed within those boundaries, couldn't you?
Yeah, I think especially if I had stayed in Japan, mm-hmm. because there's a lot more context for playing traditional music and mm-hmm. more, you know, possibilities to make a living doing it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, a drum is a drum, right? You can put it in any kind of a context. And I think in particularly with percussion instruments, they travel pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, I think all kinds of collaborations are possible. It depends on the musicians. They just have to be open to it and know what they're doing.
You were telling me about a trip to Argentina in which you got together with a marimba player, and that would be a fantastic collaboration, I would think.
Yeah, I was down there, I think it was 2008, and there's an incredible marimba player that they had me collaborate with, and I don't speak Spanish well, and he couldn't speak English, but I gave him the music and let him listen to the CD, and when he heard it, I said, it doesn't have to be like the CD, it could be just whatever you want. He just took off on it, and it was a great experience.
That sounds like one. Well, with this new Kahilu Quintet, this is a fairly new venture for you. And you've got instruments both old and new, don't you?
Yeah. During my 40-year anniversary tour a couple years ago, I had various concerts. And these days I had to travel with a fairly small group, either three or five people. So this quintet that played at the Kahilu Theater in the Big Island consisted mostly of musicians based here in Honolulu. Mm-hmm. Abe was willing to come out from L.A., although Abe's from here originally. And it just really worked well. And so when I heard Abe was coming this month, I thought it would be a great opportunity to put this group back together.
Well, let's hear some music from you and Abe. This is you on your drums and Abe on ukulele. What is this piece you're going to play?
It's a piece of mine called Clarity.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll hope for some clarity in the sound reproduction. And Abe Lagrimas on ukulele, Kenny Endo on taiko drums. Thank you. Terrific. Thanks so much. Abe Lagrimas on ukulele, Kenny Endo on his taiko drums. Kenny, if I had heard that without seeing you and somebody had told me that the stringed instrument was a Japanese instrument, I would have believed him because it sounded very... I never heard an ukulele sound quite so Asian.
Thanks.
Don't you think? I mean, I think it was just the way some of the way you bent the strings a couple of times, Abe, mm-hmm. and the scale you used. But anyway, those two instruments seem to integrate really well. And Kenny, with this Kahilu Quintet, that's you're integrating your sound with Abe playing vibes, among other things. What other instruments have you got?
Well, Abe's quite versatile. He plays drums, vibraphones, as well as ukulele. He may even play a little taiko. We have Yichie Lai from Taiwan playing a guzheng, which is actually the predecessor to a koto, and she's another amazing musician. Todd Yukimoto's on woodwinds, and he actually makes his soprano saxophone sound like a shakuhachi sometimes,
uh-huh.
and he's... Amazing,
I can see that, yeah.
Amazing improviser as well. And then there's Patrick Oye, who is originally a guitar player, is a member of my ensemble, but he's playing an instrument called the Tsugaru Shamisen and some taiko as well. So it's kind of an interesting mix.
Yeah,
and we
I
just
bet.
Have to kind of leave room for each other to and in playing in this temple on Sunday. It's the first time they're allowing us to do a concert in this 100-year-old temple,
mm-hmm.
and the acoustics are really amazing. So we're just going to try to keep it as natural as possible and maybe just mic the string instruments.
Yeah, because you've got a merger of some really quiet instruments, the ukulele with the taiko drums. Yeah.
Right.
And then nobody will have any problem hearing the vibes, but... And what was the other instrument you described?
The guzheng is a string instrument. It's kind of like what a koto is in Japan.
Sure, so it lays flat.
Yeah, it has 20 strings, uh-huh. and it has steel strings rather than nylon or silk strings. and this woman, Yichie Lai, is really an amazing master of this instrument and does not only the traditional music, but modern music as well.
The sound I associate with koto is that of a string where you bend a string quite a bit, you know. You hit a note and then hit the string and the tone jumps.
Yeah, she does that as well on the guzheng.
The whole challenge had to be integrating those sounds. You don't usually hear those instruments in other contexts. Should be really interesting, Kenny. Thanks to you and Abe for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Kenny Endo's contemporary ensemble, the Kahilu Quintet, with Abe Lagrimas Jr., Todd Yokomoto, Yichen Lai, and Patrick Oye will perform this Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Shingon Shu Hawaii Temple on Sheridan Street in Honolulu. You can find out more on our Facebook page, The Conversation.